Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you.
Hey friends, welcome back to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. You always know the conversations never start exactly where you thought they were going to, because here we are talking with Carissa Winstead, who just said she wishes she was wider so she could hide all the mess behind her. But I am Lee Brown. I am your hostess, and you are on the podcast, which is frankly probably the only one that will give you the real inside scoop on real estate, much different than the world of HGTV, which shows three houses in 30 minutes and everybody's happy. And it doesn't work that way. And actually, Carissa's got an interesting situation in her life right now. We'll get to that in a second, though. Carissa, tell them who you are, where you're located, how long you've been in real estate, any of those little details they should know about you.
Yeah, well, my name is Carissa Winstead. I live here in Northeast Tennessee. I'm from Churchill, live in Johnson City area. They're about 30 minutes apart from each other pretty much my entire life. I have a daughter who will be 2 next week, been married going on 5 years in June, graduated from East Tennessee State University. I actually have a broadcasting career. When I was in college, I interned at CMT in Nashville. And when I graduated, I was actually a reporter and a news producer for 7.5 years. So I've only been doing real estate. Yeah, I've only been doing real estate about 1.5 years, but I have about 12 crazy stories I could share with you. So, you know, it's always something different.
It is always something. And I got to point out to you that spin to the side, sister, spin to the side.
Oh, Lord, I don't.
Look,
I
show them that you have a 2-year-old.
I have a nasty mess behind me. I'm so embarrassed.
Tell them why, though, because there's a reason that your house is too full of stuff and people, and why you're in an apartment is because you are.
We are building a house. We went from a big house shoved in this little tiny apartment with a baby. It's just, we've got stuff everywhere.
So I bet you're living that whole Marie Kondo thing of, if it doesn't bring you joy, get rid of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I told my husband, I said, we're having a massive yard sale when we move out of here. Like, we're just going to get rid of everything.
And then Goodwill can have whatever doesn't get sold at the yard
sale. Exactly. Yep.
And the reason I pointed that out, and I appreciate you being gracious enough to show us all your mess, is that in real estate, it's kind of funny how realtors, we have to go give advice every day, how to get your house sold. We need you to declutter and clean this up and stop living here, basically, and keep it immaculate while they're selling, because we know buyers will judge so harshly on a house. But then we go home to our own messy places, and I don't have any data on this. It's just anecdotal assumptions on my part. And frankly, I do that a lot because I'm a realtor. But realtors don't seem to move as often as the regular public does. And I think it's because we know how painful it's going to be. So yeah. You're actually in a space now where you're going to have even more relatability to the people you're helping, because you're living in it and you are absolutely reminded every minute of how painful it is to sell a house. Because I do think this is a crazy angle of the business that doesn't get talked about, because as realtors, we love saying we're going to make things easy. And HGTV makes it look easy, but you're living it, and changing houses is hard. And you've got a toddler too, plus you've got a husband, and that's like having 2 kids. And so when you look at that perspective, what would you say has been eye-opening to you in being 2 roles, the person who tells people what to do and the person who's having to do it while you are in between spaces? What are you learning that you're sharing with your clients?
When you move, you don't realize how much stuff you accumulate. We started packing. I was like, oh, I can get this done in a few trips. I've made probably 30 trips just back and trying to get everything. And I would think I would be done and have to come back and pack more. You just get, that was the hardest part for me, just getting all that junk. And you're like, I don't even need most of this stuff. So
what are you getting rid of? Is it clothes? Is it tchotchkes? Is it what kind of stuff?
Yeah, just clothes. And then you know, it's like like random little pieces of furniture, like knickknacks just laying around. You're like, I don't need any of this stuff. We just had it in a box thrown away, you know, thrown in storage, and you don't remember it until you start moving it out. So,
which is probably the sign not to move it back in anywhere. If it's been in storage and you did not need it, you should send it along. Is that how storage wars got to be popular? I wonder. I always wonder, did they pack it up to move and say, screw it, we don't need it? All right. So in 1.5 years, you came to real estate from a fairly structured but high hours field. So you guys have to do things by schedules and to hit lighting and to get everything timed perfectly. You work really long hours and you've come to a field that has really long hours and zero structure. So what would you say has been a big surprise to you in making that transition?
Like you said, the scheduling is just so different. You know, in news, you have a set time, you've got set meetings, you've got these set deadlines. Like if you don't meet that deadline, you know, I mean, you've got to, you have no choice. So with this, I try to make deadlines for myself and I'm like, okay, I'm wanting to do all this stuff, but it's just, you have to keep that structure somehow, you know, to get up every day, like, okay, I've got to do this. Cause I feel like this job, it would be easy just to kind of fall apart. Like you don't have someone there telling you what to do every day, if that makes sense.
Well, I think a lot of real estate professionals forget they have a job. They're thinking about it as like it just work crops up periodically and they forget that it's an everyday job. You need to show up, dress for it and do it, even if you don't have a client relationship right this minute to work with.
Exactly. I try. That's my goal is I'm like, I try to go to the office at least like 4 days a week, you know, because I'm like, if I stay here, I'm not going to stay focused, you know, that kind of thing. So.
No, you would not stay focused when your house is in transition.
Yeah.
All right. So you've already mentioned that you've already seen things in real estate just in your short tenure that you never expected. Nobody warned you about pre-license and did not give you any inclination that this was going to happen. So let's just say you and your husband are having date night. You have left that 2-year-old in the hands of grandma and you run into your best friend. Your best friend says, "What, Carissa, you're in real estate? I can't believe it." Tell me what it's like. What's the story you tell that encapsulates real estate for you?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know. I told you I've had some crazy ones, and I probably had about 12 that I wrote down, and I narrowed them down to 3. So I thought I'd let you choose.
Ooh, a top 3. Yeah. I love a top 3.
But we've got the pass-off house, the pot house, or the porn house.
Well, I think we should totally do the pass-off house because we've had some porn on the show and we might have time for pot too because that's a hot topic. Hot pot. Well, there's a hot pot. That's actually a thing in Asian food culture. Anyway, let's do the first thing and let's talk about pass house.
Okay. So I should have taken this as a hint from the beginning. We had two agents who didn't really want, they'd worked with this client apparently before and they kind of sent her to another friend in my office and she brought me in to work with them as well. So that's 4 agents kind of going through this one person. And so I'm like, you know,
red flag.
Exactly. If you've got 3 people kind of passing her off, you should take that as a red flag. But I said, sure, I'll go in this with you. So we drive to her house for a listing appointment. And as we're pulling in the driveway, basically she calls and cancels on us. We're like, well, we're already here. We're at least coming in, you know? So we came in and kind of chatted with her and my friend who was in with it, you know, she decided she's like, you can just have it. I said, oh, thank you. So
with no referral fee?
I can't remember.
If she's passing it off 100%, yeah. Red flag.
Yeah exactly. I can't remember if there was a referral, but I was like, okay, I'll do it. I end up going to her house. It was a 3-hour listing appointment, but it was just like, it just because we couldn't stay focused. She kept going off on other things. But you were talking about cleanliness. I know my house, I know I've got a mess back here, but she had boxes stacked to the ceiling. You couldn't hardly see the floor. Then there was a huge storage unit out front that was packed with stuff.
Just out front, storage unit out front.
Yeah, like in her front yard, the huge building packed full of stuff.
And the front yard.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was just like, oh my goodness. And bless her, her poor mom was dying. And she was like, she couldn't leave the house. And so when she showed the house, her mom was going to be in the house along with all of her belongings. And I was just like, oh my goodness. So it was just, she didn't have a computer and wanted me to go like take videos of all the houses and show them to her. She was wanting to sell and buy. So I was like, I'll go take some videos. Well, long story short, she ended up firing me. Then she got confused why I didn't want to work with her again after that. So then I passed her off to somebody else in my office. I think she ended up going through about 5 or 6 agents in her office, but it was...
It's hard for you to work for somebody who fires you.
Yeah, it is. I'm like, no, she was really confused why I didn't want to work with her. And then the agent who went in after me, she's like, honey, you fired her. She's not going to want to work with you.
Did she ever buy anything?
No. I don't know if anyone actually ended up staying with her or not, but she was a nice lady, but bless her heart.
Well, I mean, there's the reality of real estate, and I don't think the public understands this, that we are working for free so often, and you were doing your best to give her an experience that she could manage with her restrictions and her time frame. And you work and work and work, and somebody just cuts you loose because they had that moment. And people wonder why realtors get so frustrated about unqualified buyers or buyers with no finances or who won't answer our questions. It's because we have a finite number of hours we can spend in the day. Mm-hmm. And you really wanted to help this lady who wasn't ready to be helped because she'd been through all these people, which when she's not ready, then there's nothing you can do. So if you're one of my consumer listeners out there or viewers down there on video, if you're a consumer regular person, understand that as your realtor, when we ask you questions and we're trying to determine your level of motivation, it's not us being ugly or bossy. We only have but so many hours to spend. But let's just jump over from that. I need to hear about the pot house because we have just a couple minutes left in our episode here. And I'd love for you to tell us, because is Tennessee legal for marijuana yet?
No, it's not.
You reckon it's coming? Because North Carolina, I think, is a little further down the approval pipeline than some other states have been.
Yeah, I don't know if it's coming anytime. I think there's been talks of it, but as far as it coming anytime soon, I'm not sure. But this house was actually, it was a referral for me. And when I went to the listing appointment and I met with her friend, she was out of town staying with family in another state. So I talked with her friend and agreed to list her house. So they came down and signed the paperwork. We got on the market and everything. And I walk in and I was like, it smells like weed in here. Like, smells like somebody's been smoking pot. So anyways, I just kind of brushed it off. I was like, I don't want to mention it first time meeting this lady. You know, how do you bring it up? It's kind of awkward. I was like, well, maybe that's the only time it'll be like this. Well, I got a few showings on the house and people started leaving feedback. Like, there was a funny smell. They didn't want to come straight out and say it. But I'm like,
because we love Tennessee realtors. They going to be sweet and kind about it. I love my Tennessee realtor.
Yeah, it was fun. I was like, how do I bring this up to this person without a making it awkward? But anyways, we ended up selling it, so I didn't have to worry about it too long.
You know, I think that the way you're supposed to ask, Carissa, is to say, does anybody in the house have glaucoma? Because apparently smoking marijuana makes your glaucoma better. My next door neighbors smoke marijuana. They're retired, though, so I don't mind. But apparently they have the glaucoma, so that's the way I guess we can ask. But I think it's legal when it's just for medicinal purposes, at least. Exactly. I would never turn anybody in. But Carissa, if somebody is wanting to talk to a realtor in East Tennessee who would understand exactly what they're going through with transition and be willing to answer questions so you can help them, how can they find you?
You can go to my website, CarissaWinstead.com. I also have a blog on there and a link to my podcast, the Goal Getter podcast that I do every week or so. So they can find me on there, and it's got links to all my social media and everything on there as well.
But should they reach out to you if they want to be a country star and they want to get on CMT, or should they just leave you alone?
I mean, if they want to, I might could find some old connections, but they probably don't work there anymore. That was a long time ago.
You know, it's one of my favorite songs by the Statler Brothers is How to Be a Country Star. Do you know that one? I mean, you're very young and you would not, it was would be way before your time, before you were born, but you should go listen to it. It's a very good song and you'll appreciate it from that world.
I'll go look that one up.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. I wish you the best of luck in your move. And I know thank that your 2-year-old is totally going to live clean and put toys away when you get moved, and it won't happen like this anymore.
Yeah, we're letting her get it out of her system here.
And all the moms in the audience laugh hysterically behind their computer screens and iPods. I guess iPods aren't around anymore. I guess they're iPhones. So anyway, friends, if you want to appear on the show, all you got to do is reach out to me at Lee Brown on Twitter. That'd be nice over there because it's a political dumpster fire. And so leave your comments here at YouTube or Instagram, or Facebook. Let me know if you want to be on the show. In the meantime, subscribe. Give me 5 stars because less than that makes me cry a lot. And that makes my mascara run. And you don't want to see that now that we're video. And so I will look forward to seeing y'all next time.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular, normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes, and as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.